老妹妹大妈姐，我当姐姐老早就去叫了接我姐夫，上街送我这最近啊，这位军就是我那大姐姐，那位军人进城的人去，要那我告老金子我，要你我叫我进去，我去愿你去去了去，你要去我得了想咋？他一给当路当多钱给这样大当没也给那么当按照我跟前站那街上吧，他们钱给都大概九点多。马军人们跟他当年被送进他们阶级同的拉那没把杨大伯作为上阶级，恐怕这某些境内将逃不了家人吧。第一期的他被穷的你现在所以跟着娘说老娘比古龙跟求一人把那里边杀到的三把的血。
It is important to see one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment of Buddhahood in order to benefit all mother sentient beings throughout space. For that purpose, I should listen to this sublime Dharma teaching carefully and put into practice.
刚生把的车位出呢，搁在路上停了，等把江村这边，多杰这边拦截对动，上前都是你我开车位，用的你用把些。
The topic that you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of Vajra vehicle, the essence of the nectar of great secret, composed by 搁在路上停了，等把走。
用的车把拉，三级动，用个动，九个动，就三级数秒呗。
This text is explained under three major outlines. First, meaning of the title. Second, meaning of the text. And third, the meaning of the conclusion. We have covered the first one, and we are in the second one.
Niwa yongdon cheba las, cheba lan yubigo, cheba ni niwan goba.一般他准备出去杀鸡什么叫培养杀鸡汤锅送的是，那你说这你吧，一般你把人搞吧，省得这边搞人吧。
So the meaning of the text is explained under three headings: A. The door for entering the explanation. B. Finally setting out the explanation itself. And C. The way of concluding the explanation. So we've covered the first one of these three, and we're on the second one.
这都你吧，一般你把人搞完的了。Yarvi temba kona, tando jin yungoksu temba tang. Talan yugi rumba mundravi, go temba, sachi niyovi, sachi tango sonis, and then niwan chibika imbaris.
The finally setting out the explanation itself is explained under two headings. The first, the presentation of the conqueror's teachings to be the sole entrance way for those who are interested in liberation.And second, the presentation of the doors of the different sequences for entering the teachings. So we have covered the first one of these two divisions, and we are on the second one right now.
Did you that? Ane, Yarvi, Reta, Tembas, Ane, Juxa Telas, that they got Chimbo Tongs, they got Chungus, and Niyunguyo in Paris.
Yes.So the teachings of the Buddha that we are entering into, there are two types, the Mahayana teachings and Hinayana teachings.
Yes, it is. And then, it is.
In general, the entrance way or gate to Buddha's teaching is the refuge.
Yes, it is.罗网金顿里讲着开朗的，嗯，上去一点把那修才明白的是。
So the way in which you enter into Buddha's teaching is, in that case, you take the refuge from a master, and once you have received the refuge from the master, you have entered into the Buddha Dharma.
다든다니바아가르소리디나안에두번최종이익난것에는팀의런주비고드디인바르스年终可算把的，就把买嘛，那么几万那些，对呢？讲究些生命呐，他听没几那么的休息了噻。
Yes. So the entrance way to Hinayana teaching is the renunciation or Nginjung, which is the intention definitely leave cyclic existence. Once you have gained that mind uncontrivedly or spontaneous. Once you have that intention, spontaneous intention, then you have entered into Hinayana teaching if you are lack of bodhicitta. And the way in which you enter into Mahayana teaching is by gaining a spontaneous
bodhicitta.
So in general, those are the doors or entrance ways to enter into those different types of teachings. In general, the refuge, taking refuge in Three Jewels is the entrance gate to Buddha Dharma in general, and then the cultivating the renunciation or the intention definitely leave to cyclic existence is the entrance gate to Hinayana teaching, and then the spontaneous bodhicitta or the altruistic aspiration to enlightenment is the entrance way or gate to Mahayana teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mahayana teachings can be divided into two, the causal perfection vehicle and resultant Vajra vehicle. So these two types, the two teachings of Mahayana, is differentiated on the basis of whether you can visualize or you can practice the deity yoga or not. So the resultant Vajra vehicle, there are four classes of tantras. The four classes tantras are taught in according to the mentality or the mental capacities of disciples. So those four classes of tantras are referring to action, performance, yoga, and high yoga tantras.
So at
this particular time, we are dealing with high yoga tantra. So this has two divisions, the stages of the path of high yoga tantra in general, and then the stages of the path of Kalachakra. So we are still dealing with the stages of the path of the of high yoga tantra in general. And that is has two divisions, the explanation of the main points that summarize the path, and second, the explanation of the various stages of the path. So we have completely covered the first division. Right now we are on the second division. So the explanation of the various stages of path is explained under three headings: presentation of empowerment, second, presentation of the commitments and vows, and third, the path, the way to train in the path. So we are on the third division. So the way to train the path is explained under two headings. First, presentation of the tantras that express, and second, the way to proceed by means of the path that is expressed. So we have covered the first one of these two, and we are on the, you know, excuse me, we are on the second line, second division, sorry. So, the way to proceed by means of the path that is expressed has two divisions. First, initially understand the path by means of hearing and thinking. And second, having understood it, practice it by means of meditation. So we also have covered the first one of these two divisions. The second, having understood it, practiced by means of meditation, has two divisions again. First, infinite sequence of the two stages, and second, the way to train in the two stages individually. So here it says the definite sequence of the two stages. The definite sequence of the two stages is, you know, it is definite that you must train in a generation stage first, and once you have completed that stage, then you can train in completion stage. So once you have completed the generation stage in terms of the subtleties and grossness of the generation stage, then you can move to the next practice, which is the completion stage. At least you have to have certain experience with the practice of generation stage in order to practice completion stage. It is not the case that without having any, without even knowing the names, the terms of generation stage, but one, moves to the higher practice of the completion stage, that is not the appropriate way to do so. The generation stage is the purification lamjung of the path of the completion stage. So without the generation stage is the training path for completion stage.
So therefore,
it's also known as a gyuminje, which means the generation stage is the factor which ripens the causes and conditions to practice completion stage. So because of that, it is necessary, it says here, definite sequence of these two stages come into being.
So Tīnāngā tā sācī tāngbō sōng nī sās, nī bā dzōgrum lāpchum jībī kā yīmbā rās.
No, sir. Then the second outline, the way to train in the two stages individually, which has two divisions. One, the way to train in the generation stage, and second, the way to train in the completion stage. So we have covered the completions, generation stage. So right now we're on the completion stage.
On the last, Zogrum jin senyi denbaas. Anu soso lugi zogrum lapsurse sachi ni yobi. In sachi tango soni, niwa kebi ka imbaji.
This has two divisions. Classification. Okay. Hold on, please. The way to train the completion stage has two divisions. The presenting definition. Second, the way to train in the completion stages of individual systems. So we have covered the first one of these two, and we are in the second one. So this has two divisions. First, the way to train in the completion stage of Griha Samaja of Arya system, and second, the way to train in other completion stages. So we are on the first division
of these two.
So this has three divisions. First, the actual way to train in the completion stages of Griha Samaja of the Arya system. Second, explanation of the enhancing the two stages. And then third, the way to actualize the result by meditating the two stages. So we are on the first one of these three divisions.
Then the last, and ye ngubu nisul sheba tang, lam dobi rumba sheba sachi niyo yimbaris.
No, sir. So the first one has two divisions, which is, the first one is, of the two, is the actual way in which the base abide, and second, the stages of traversing the path.
And
then the actual way in which the bases abide has three divisions, subdivisions. First, the individual ways in which the body and mind abides. Second, the common ways in which the body and mind abide. And then the third, the explanation of the way in which the body in particular abides. So we are on the third division here.
The last, and neva tsas, tsai nesur shiabachi, yova lungu nesur shiabachi, koba changjub jisimbi, tigli nesur shiabachi. Such as some yobi, Tawani the son is Sumba, Koba, Changuji, Sam, Tilly Nisushibas. Nika to imagines.
So, this, the explanation of the way in which the body in particular abides is three subdivisions. First, the way in which the abode, the channels, and channels abide. Second, the way in which that which moves, the winds, abide. And then third, the way in which that which is arrayed, the drops, abide.
No,
so we are on the third division of these three.
On the need to done the Sabachidu, Tigle, Karmar, Tomar, Nikacha, Kasmoji, here was in the Roba. Tigle, Karmar, Tomar, Nikacha. Tele chare cheba chobotang, tevar nehing, yeang, ninkatang, norwi yuna, nituk jensona, malam, chobo, tevar sebatang, chobor sombar, yeva, am yumjuk, nekap jibi, tele
So this one we discussed about this in an earlier class. In the root text there are 7 lines, which read, the white and red drops initially form at the heart. From there, they break into the individual parts that abide at the crown and the navel. In addition, the drops that are produced on the occasion of deep sleep abide at the heart and the center of the jewel. Those of dreaming at the throat and the secret place, those of waking at the crown and navel, and those of the fourth or equipoise at the crown and the secret place. So when we conceive in a mother's womb, initially the basis of our form forming is the white and red changsam karma bodhicittas, our fathers and mothers, and the essential how to say that shundu tama the clan how to say that the essential part of that, you know, those bodhicittas, a size of a grain of these two, the unification of these two substances, that is the seed of our existence. Seed. Yungdru is demanage, yoma.
Yungkar.
Yungkar, yungkar. A size of mustard seed.
Take it on telata, and Tani Ihidorje Setakio in Barero.
So, which is known as wisdom vajra?
Oje duta, Tomar Namhi, and some Yasati Tins and Uruwa.
So, that is the basis So that is the basis upon which the extremely subtle mind, wind and mind, reside or enter into.
Oh, the need to then you get to like a man you water, Hindu Tavi, Lonesome Nisigata, Portang Nagi, Rwada, Kawa Nagi Timbers.
So, this the Shundu Tavi, I think like a man you that white and red substances or bodhicittas, a size of master seed, is the palace or the house for the extremely subtle wind and mind.
What the Changsam Karma Tinilis, then a yar martan on Changsam Nams, Rumbai and the Pernigs, the Talate nigger Tomartini, Ninki, Roma, Jama, Uma, Chin, Sasum Chagris in Turo.
So, on the basis of these white and red bodhicitta, so the substances, from this, those two white and red drops. Okay, so the white and red combination drop then expands. Okay. And initially,
Yar Marta, Chongsam Namsun, Rumjin Pernigata, Teligatini, Ninki, Roma dang jiangma oma sim chagri sing du ta.
So it expands to the 10 directions. And then initially forms the right, left, and center channel at our hearts.
And then
form the other parts of the body, including the 8 paddles.
Hindu tabi long sem ni si ge de ne po dang na yin ge da ti le ka ma ti ni de ni ka chu ji ko lo sia ti da na ye ba si yo ro ba sa ne ti ge a te bi ge bu tong ku na de ne chi sun cho yi ba de da a ko ka ma de ba chi mi xi ba ji ne ge ri si do
and those two red and white and red drop remains in the center of the 8 paddles. In the center of the paddles, is a hole. Inside that hole, the red and white drop remains inside that hole until one's death. Those two white and red drop is also known as indestructible drop. Indestructible drop, thank you. It is known as an indestructible drop because it's never separate or being destructed until one's death. So inside that drop, then we have the extremely subtle wind and mind. Those two are indestructible for forever. So the part of the white drop goes to the crown and remains there as a hung. It's also known as a rumunjian, which means that which has a rabbit.
That nyingi is ane tigle marvolis rwa chachi ane mar tevar sonis then tevar turvin kolo ko ane tevar niwa la angik sigris.
And then Mabacharwake, part of the red substance, red bodhicitta drop, goes to the navel. Chachik, part of, a fraction of that, moves down to the navel and remains there.
Tevar turvin kholug, da? Kholug tevar, ane nevala angik sigurisa.
And Tubekolo, it remains in the navel chakra, which is known as the Tubekolo manifested chakra, right?
Did you say what
red goes down?
Rebe, many ways, Rebe.
Truba. Truba, Rebeke.
Didn't it?
Manifest.
Hotelata Sangvig May Sigris in Tanya.
And it's also known as the fire of Brahma.
아니 아통형식이 그랬어.
Also known as a short a.
아니 뜸모 형식이 그랬어.
And also known as a 뜸모.
이르다 잔달리 시아트.
아 갈라.
잔달리 시아트.
잔달리. 무슨 뜻인가?
대두다. 겨보 짱고르트는 캄카르보니시 쪼오리 성도.
The crown chakra is the main abode for the white substances.
아니 대비 짱고르트 캄마르보니시 쪼오리 성도.
And the navel chakra is the place where mainly the red kamarbo red substance remains.
Da, jiu kamarbo de ni, korang da, korang pin rogu rogu de si. Ani, de tam de mazi si ani jarwa chi. 아니 의미 그 만나지 아니 노르위그 의 제니가다 내 옌도 영스 아니 디게 감가로 페르바티 그리
생도 so the white substance 감가로 expands naturally or increases naturally
기본 감가로
the white substance at the crown expands or increases naturally. It also expands to
Darwa.
Darwa foreheads.
Duti mana.
Duti mana la karke.
That is umi mana de.
Duti mana. The end of the lower end of the center chakra.
Chakra masjid karso.
Sent la channel center oh, channel oh, sorry oh. Yes lower end of the center channel
ane norwi
inside the jewel
okay so that ne yendu den tala sokwa se ta ne yendu ane kamkar wo phir bat kedri
so and so forth you know at the white substance kamkar wo remains expands to many other places
ta tene this to left on subject here ne yen se di meni ke chamad wa an te bi ge kam mar wo te ta khorang ran phen ro ko da ni ro yo re te cham de ma se se den jem ba chi san ne chi a ta la so wa da lyu ji ge ne yen du yang se yang kam mar wo per wa che ke ri se du
And then the red substance also expands or increases naturally.
Devi kamar bo se
to. The red substance is at the navel chakra. Devi navel also increases naturally. It expands to
Dimba
throat.
And sangni so.
A secret place.
Oh, tala so gata.
And so forth.
Luigi ni yendu kamar bo perwa tigris.
It expands. To different locations of the body.
No, terrible. Then did that. You born come carbo, huh? They were come marbo, never here on this. And so chibi on the chibari is.
So it says generally or mainly these red white remains at the crown and red remains at the navel. That is. These two mainly reside in these two locations.
Kare tambo kala.
Je kamju jol negres.
Kare.
Cham kamkarbo jo negres.
Te kala.
La.
Kala.
White substance mainly remains at the crown.
Then te var kamarbo ni se
ke var. Red remains at the navel.
Odo zo chibi ang chibi var is.
That is because of the So Chewa, these are the main locations for these two substances.
Jeduta, Jibor Kam Marwo Tangs, Devar Kam Karwo Mebar Hepa Maris.
It does not mean that in a crown there's no red substance, at Neville there's no white substance. So we there are four types of drops, right? The drops which rises during the deep sleep and so forth. There are four types, which these four types of drops already been explained, but I have different commentary which explains more clearly, so that's why
repeating here.
So the drop which is derived from the deep sleep is one. A drop which derived from the sleep, dream. Okay, the drop which produces a deep sleep. Okay, that's the first one. And drop, no. Yeah, drop which produces or provides dreams. Drop which provides or produce awakening.
And
the drop of the fourth occasion. So more clarification will come later.
So the
fourth, okay, drop of the fourth occasion means these other than these three,
okay?
So there will be more explanations for regarding these four drops.
Ta ni tuk je bi tle si ya te nin ka da se te ne a norwi u da ne gre se tu.
So the drop which provides a deep sleep remains at heart and shamba kharsage
norwi
and center of the jewel.
Oje ta te kan se tu to ji gi long nam se nin ka du se
us
ani lu ji me ji long te norwi u
When you gather, you know, all the winds in your upper body at your heart, and all the winds in the lower body at in the center of the jewel or this jewel, then you get this deep sleep. Okay. Make sense?
Oh, today in that tele tela, ane nintuk jebi tele siyo imbari ruwa.
So, because of that, this drop is known as a drop which provides deep sleep.
Deki ane tela tuji tele yang siyendo.
Nintuk jebi tele ke is like provides or generates, the same thing, right? In this case. Also known as that drop is also known as drop of mind. The drop which generates or provides dreams remains Dewa da sangni
Jinba dong.
Jinba da dewa ragi.
Sangni.
Sorry, at throat and secret place.
Wochi.
Throat, yeah, throat and secret place.
Deyang to ji ge long nam se da. And Jinba du wa dong. Ani me ji long nam sangni sin du wi se. Then malam char war ke bai mari.
It is said that when you gather all the winds of upper winds at your throat and then lower winds at your secret place, then you have dreams. So that drop is then as known as the drop which provides or generates dreams. That drop is also known as a drop of speech.
That ne seva kebi tiglesi yate trarba tang tevar nigresi.
And the drop which generates awakening, remains at crown.
Trarba.
Trarba a forehead and at heart. Sorry, forehead and at navel. Forehead. Huh? Cousin Yaman, the now did to his okay. Joda, ane, devil negress.
Mhm. Only cousin, the Yogi wanted to. That was a deal.
You can find slight, you know, different explanations you can find in different commentaries.
So this one says forehead and navel.
Forehead and
navel,
yeah.
On the jibotang, deva sendus.
Yes, the earlier commentary that we're using during the last class says, yes, it remains at your crown and navel. So in terms of root text, okay, it says, the chur deva sevatang. It says chur deva sevatang. Chur deva okay. The crown and navel, it says here.
Nduga. Mlam chivo deva sevatang. Sigantin nduga.
Mons.
Otene dindi hietul mandaba nduk se lo karante vyo nami.
So there are two explanations. It is said that you will awake when your winds gather at the upper winds gather at your forehead and a lower winds gather at your navel. So therefore, that drop is known as a drop which provides or generates awakening, as well as it is known as a. The drop of body.
Da yebin nekap jebi tigle siyade jibo dong sangni su nigri su.
And then the drop of the fourth occasion remains at your crown and secret place.
Da ane dige ane pomo nyombar nyuki nekap. Talata yebi nikap se lavreva. O ti nikap sotene deva kebar chekri sim pare.
So this drop provides or generates a bliss when a male and female are unified, or how do you say that?
Unite.
Yeah. So the fourth occasion is referring to that. Okay. So this drop provides the bliss during that unification. So that drop is known as the drop which generates the fourth occasion. Also known as wisdom drop.
So that's enough for the in terms of these
drops. So then what is the purpose of presenting these drops?
So
what is the purpose of establishing or presenting the realities or the situations of the body, mind, and drops, and so forth? Then the purpose of that is the extremely subtle wind in mind, or the primordial wind in mind. So, in order to understand, the extremely subtle wind serves as the basis to accomplish the rupakaya, or the form body of a Buddha, and the extremely mind serves as the basis to accomplish the dharmakaya. And the unification of these two serves as the basis to accomplish the union. The wind, extremely subtle wind, serves as the basis to accomplish rupakaya, or the form body of a Buddha. And extremely mind serves as the basis to accomplish dharmakaya. The union of these two serve the basis for to accomplish the union of body and mind.
So the
union of extremely wind and mind, subtle wind and mind in a continuum of sentient beings, is the Buddha nature in this context. Union of the two, of subtle wind and mind, yes.
Long sim
but the extremely subtle wind and mind which these two are one entity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the Ranshin Nidik, is known as Ranshin Nidik, the Buddha nature. The naturally abide Buddha nature is called Ranshin Nidik. Which is the potential, the potency to become a Buddha's body or Buddha, to become a Buddha.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Is the extreme? I understand what the extremely subtle wind is, but I think is the extremely subtle mind the direct realization of emptiness?
The Shinto tribe is same said long the hakwa sum sir again the Shinto tribe is same said the and to ni musum to be lot le kurves
the gomars
no
kedu
what is it please
karres taki
da ngara so ne hinro di ro wat ne a teresa da ane sem de taru 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 so ne be ane tabi tartu wat ngo de chiron du.
So when we die, okay, we're in the process of dying, our minds become subtler and subtler, right? And then once
we
manifest that the when we actualize the extremely subtle mind, then at that time we actualized the clear light of death. But we haven't realized emptiness yet. So if that can realize emptiness directly, then the ordinary sentient beings can be liberated at the time of death. So without practicing the path, without putting effort in one's practices, one can be liberated, if that's the case. So that is, even though it is an extremely subtle mind, yet it does not realize emptiness. In terms of the clear light, there are two types, the clear light of mother and clear light of the sun. So the clear light of death is known as a clear light of mother. So if we the occasion, there are two occasions that we we can practice the clear light. One is when we awake, right, during awakening time, and the other one is during the sleep time or during the dreaming time. Okay. So if we practice enough during these two occasions, then at the time of death, when our the death of clear light, during which if we can manage to realize emptiness, then the that is the meeting of the mother and the son. So the clear light, which derived from one's practice, is called the clear light of the sun. In general, there are two clear lights are explained. The clear light of the object and then the clear light of the subject. Emptiness is the objective clear light or the clear light of the object. Wisdom which realizes the emptiness is the clear light of the subject. So since the clear light of death of the ordinary person is neither one of these, is neither emptiness nor a wisdom realizing emptiness. So therefore, it is not it is not the qualified clear light. Any questions, Eric?
Geshe-la said earlier that the extremely subtle wind serves as the basis to accomplish Rupakaya. The extremely subtle mind serves as the basis of accomplish Dhammakaya. And the union of the subtle wind and mind serves as the basis of the body and mind of a Buddha. I wanted to clarify that statement, see if that's true. And also, what is the purpose of the drops?
I see. Again, the chick tanda mora korang shewa the koa jorwa again. In dig the tines, the carasna, shouldn't the tower long sim new york again.
Oh, dear.
Long dig and a sukun to jig and a casorta druba chigres rugging.
Oh, dear.
And a sem dig and a chuku drubig and a Shichigres.
Oh, re.
And the ni sondu juba di sonjuku ta kudu sonju randi ku and drubach chigres.
No, dewa.
Titatarves.
Oh, re.
Your understanding is correct. Dene diris again and the Namzu de la Tigles sondes talking.
No, dewa.
Tigleg, Tigleg, Godun carresque.
No, re. That. Tilated, tendo va chik dangra va ta ane nekabilius ni yong yor sirwa ke du ta tegle te nekabilius
yes kutle yoris kenose okay the drops actually the continuation of drops will not go all the way to Buddha ground
ketar lutelas that nekabilius chik dang tendo bilius as ni yong yor yin bar sirwa
okay in general in terms of the body, the body has two types, okay, the temporary body and the ultimate body.
Tendu ba?
Tendu tengi, tendu, the permanent lam tu gora.
Permanent yendo ta, pa ju tendu ta, ko ju ma che ban rogu yoro ba.
And the body, okay, temporary body and body which continuity goes from lifetime to lifetime for forever it continues for forever
ane thigle karma ni te serva da an khan phon ro yo yim bar ze chedi ta
the in terms of the white and red drop
chedi
this will be separated at the time of death
chedi ane kendo tabe on semte da an tinali pondog yo imbar ba
and then the extremely subtle wind and mind then depart from that drop
kedu ta kes ta parse to ba imbar se tedu
and that is the accomplishment of the intermediate state
o tene sare tene yedu ta a pile karma ni de ten di
So therefore, the white and red drop is just for this lifetime. That makes sense?
What do you do that? That can do to be long same week and long to that. And to Karzuri that. Yumachi Barton, Sangi San Royo in Brazil.
And then in the among the extremely subtle wind and mind, that wind goes all the way to the Buddha ground. The continuation of that wind goes to the Buddha land, something like that.
Sangi Sa. Yeah.
Wind. Yeah. No, same thing. None. Lundi, Sanji, Saturus, same thing.
All things that should be same thing. I need to was here. Sanji, Saturus was. You match it.
Okay, so both actually, both of these wind and mind go to Sanjiksa, Buddha ground. Sanjiksa. So, did you have to give yourself?
Indeed. Do songs.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, not for you, okay.
And then Geshe-la mentioned the naturally abiding Buddha nature, the potential to be. To become a Buddha at that point in the his explanation, how does that relate with the?
I see. Okay, Sanje gatanda diorva ke Rashinirik sathi reswa kamdi an dilia ane Sanje kun juroya sigres. Rog. Tini kanjus teoyar Sanje kun jurunda Rashinirik nila.
Ori. 상지 직군 요런 거네 아 숨녀 그 유지 초지라 근데 당기 내릭스 이거 봐서 가서 그래 아 상지 직릭스 이거 봤다
상지 직 숨진 그 초지라 오케이
상지 직군 요런 거 숨녀 그 유지 초지라 상지 직릭스 이거 봤어
그래서 상지 직군 요런 오케이 Sanje Jukun Jurun, that the phenomena which has a potency to become a Buddha, makes sense, in a continuum of a sentient being, is known as the naturally abiding Buddha nature.
A phenomena
which is a potency to become a Buddha, potential to become a Buddha.
Niva kisha marve.
Niva.
Niva se yo marta. Niva se
marve.
Niva se yo marta. And sikta pejo tang yo mars. Sanji ji ko njurung ke. Samjhen ki ji ji chu ji la sanji ji rik se yo se.
Sanji ko njurung. Okay, sanji ko njurung. A phenomenon which can be transformed a Buddha. Transformed a Buddha in a continuum of a Buddha's body in a continuum of a sentient being is known as a naturally abiding Buddha nature. Which is not necessarily be, if it's in Buddha lineage, it not necessarily be a naturally abiding Buddha nature. According to the Sutrayana, the emptiness of the minds of sentient beings is the naturally abiding Buddha nature. The mind of sentient beings is called the Gyengyur Girik, the Buddha lineage through practice. Hold on, please. Gyengyur Girik. Through transformation. Hold on. Which is known as the maturing Buddha nature, the transformational Buddha nature, the Buddha nature enlightened and developed through sincere practice.
So
in this particular context, during the Highest Yoga Tantra, the naturally abiding Buddha nature is the extremely subtle wind and mind. So when it says the naturally abiding lineage or Buddha nature lineage, Ranshin Ni Rik, naturally abiding lineage it come from, you know, beginningless time. It is not created by it's not newly created by causes and conditions. So these two, the wind, extremely subtle wind and mind, these two are one entity and isolates.
아니 유일 요위 차네 롱 타니 따가니 살스로
It is called wind because it moves towards or it leads towards the object.
다 유르기 차네 샘슨 타니 따가니 봤어.
And it is also known as a mind because it sees the object or it knows the object.
어떤이시다. 단들아 아 이두기 대통 예르메양 세요인 벌써.
So this one is also known as inseparable bliss and emptiness during the base during the basis or base.
됐네. 아 고라 뭐보다 아 라운드 투비 똥위 차네 똥과스요 이다스.
Since it is empty of inherent existence or true existence, it is empty or emptiness.
That truly good, sung heavy can deva same was.
Free from or pacified by elaborations or freed from elaborations. It is known as a bliss.
Oh, then it's a. Did you die? Ah, doctor, did you ever? So, so, did you ever? Doctor, this, any, don, ah, what you mean, sir? Did you ever?
Doctor, so it's these two are one entity, different isolates.
No, then it's not what you said.
Huh? During the basis, as she do said, the cars go first again.
Oh, yes,
she do.
The what? That's she do. She do that. There was, ane. Ko ane, ram la jang wa ma ji wa da. Thong ma ane ko no. Ah, karu wa da. Taiwan we do so yong yor wa da. Do so ane ko ram yam sen ya ge yitan da bok so yor wa da.
So during the base means while you are an ordinary sentient being, while you are an ordinary person who is not, you know, engaged in a practice, the path. That is the, but you still have this potential, right?
No, today no, we can't remember the word. That Rob says today in Bacha, he heard
about.
No, today did that the. А хинду тави я там гочи.
Let's assume that we
дагива нам доби румба сей барерва. Yeah.
My question is extremely subtle mind and when they're moving to their object does extremely subtle mind also have as the object of knowledge the movement of the extremely subtle wind? Because if it must have some kind of object of knowledge if it's mind. In other words, this extremely subtle mind have as its object of knowledge or the object, the movement of the subtle wind.
The Shundu Chavis Semdilia and the Yu Yorvis, Shija Yorvis.
Oh, that the Yurt that Tony Dong Chanda was Nanguyo Yubarabas.
Yes. Yes, it says it has the object of knowledge.
Of the wind.
Mind. Extremely subtle mind.
Is the movement of the wind the object of its knowledge?
The Lung did
dig Yurveski. The same
No.
No. Did that? They do you in a terminal here and what did see your was? Anne, then dying you, Maxim, did you, Anne? Johnson, don't try to be here, no, Torang, then, don't you do that, Torang, good, then, Namke, Rangdang, that we wouldn't know what had to say, and it was here, what I was, Kiba was at.
When we talk about the dissolution, okay, death, when we experience clear light, it is almost like in a clear autumn sky in the early morning, around, you know, dawn.
When you look at the autumn.
So which is free from that autumn sky is free from three conditions. Sun, the sunlight, moonlight, and darkness. Okay.
Which is free from those three.
So the death of Clelite, the death Clelite of death is like that.
Oh, that
So even though you can have at the time of death, okay, the time of actualizing clear light, you have that kind of experience, but one cannot gain a certainty in relation to one's appearance.
So
that is the mode of appearance. Make sense? No? Nangcha. Mode of appearance, which is not empty. Kasa di karma saki. So chisem tilake.
What that the kid would do? Chibawasar.
Chibawase. Chisem wase the. Okay, so that extremely subtle mind has an appearance. Then karage.
Yeta the korang yurivata nangsha.
So which is the object for the extremely mind?
That the
extremely subtle mind.
Oh, lamji ngovorji and tongyi tongnat and tongyi ti yurikyakchokurwas.
But when you are capable of transforming that extremely subtle mind into a mind which realizes emptiness, then the emptiness is, of course, the object for that mind.
One more question. See if I've got it now. I thought that the indestructible drop went from life to life, but it sounds like it's a container that comes into being to contain the extremely subtle wind and mind, which arises at birth or conception and is destroyed at death. Correct?
You're talking about the white red drop?
No, I'm talking about the indestructible drop. I thought that was what went from life to life, but it's
indestructible
not.
Indestructible drop. It's okay. So the indestructible drop of the white and red substance, the coming together of the white and red substance, that is indestructible until one's death. So because of that, it's known as indestructible drop.
The
death that these two kind of opens or splits, and then the mind, extreme wind and mind, subtle wind and mind depart from that. Then the extremely wind, subtle wind and mind, the indestructible draft, they are indestructible forever. They are indestructible all the time. The extremely subtle wind and mind. Okay, that is okay, not yeah.
Oh, tene indu ta mishigwa seya talas ta chizun soyi par du mishigwa chigdang se tu ten du mishigwa se indu was.
So that there are two types of indestructible drops. Indestructibles. There are two types of indestructibles. One is indestructible till one's death. The other one is indestructible for forever. The white and red drop is indestructible until death. Okay, lifetime.
For lifetime.
At the time of death, these two
split.
And then the extremely wind and subtle wind of mind are indestructible for all the time. So there are two types of indestructibles, right?
I just want to ask the nature of this extremely subtle wind. Is this a kind of form or some other compositional factor or something else or consciousness?
This should tell long the rang shen kar res ke. Nam shir ve. Extremely subtle wind and mind, or the wind is a compositional factor. It's necessary to be a compositional factor. But some cases you may have to say this is uncompositional factor. So this is one of the topics that you can have a good debate.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, ready. Then the base. Some give me to be yours.
Yes.
Ani be togi kirikvi chaya yo maris. Sene durang nang taksi tangwa nagi cheju yo maris. Sene kibasu tende sene ti yor ku yoris. Tuk tondang nama kani miki sir.
And the some kibasu scholars say this is not something that you should debate. You know, this is not a subject.
Togi kiyur maris.
You debate. This is something that. That is inconceivable. Toge yumaris, the toge yumar la kalorke.
Oh, said you that? Then you repeat Jebache Niki, Anne? On a teniki bed. Ah, tenigata, Karsori. Then you might say, and also him by the was.
This is not a subject. That you can analyze through logical reasonings. So the wind is actually a nature of mind. Wind, extremely subtle wind is the nature of mind. In independence upon this extremely subtle wind, one eventually will accomplish illusory body. So that illusory body is also known as a wisdom body. So you must say this is a nature of mind. With extremely subtle wind is a nature of mind. So you find debate about this, you know, lots of debate about extremely subtle winds in mind. Okay. So that is the Shingubu Nitsus. Okay, so we have covered the Okay, so we have covered the actual way in which the bases abide. The next one is the stages of traveling the path or traversing the path.
Just before we go on that, when a yogi or somebody that's practiced goes into like the meditation on clear light, either at the time of death or during meditation, you can eventually, I guess, get to where you can meditate at that level. At that point, do the drops like separate? They don't separate, or what? What happens with the drops? Like, because then the person, like, if they're at death, then at that point, after they complete the meditation on clear light, it seems like then they just go to wherever the next thing. And then for somebody else, they just come back into this body or reality or whatever. So, you know what I mean? So does the drops, when you're doing this meditation, do the drops separate at that point, or does it separate at a different point?
Are you talking with the white red drop?
Yeah, the indestructible drop. Actually, yeah, like if you meditate, do a meditation in the clear light. Actually, in the clear light, which some meditators are. Well, either at the time of death or during practice, either one, because it.
When this split, you mean?
When do they actually split?
Okay. The again, under the society and civic of so any, the telecom, Kajo, Kaukajo to the Yavachar again, the Todogres,
Yoruba,
Shikdogres,
Yoruba,
Ta Pen and Yamlin Bachirwagi,
Yoruba,
Yamlin, Shukchimbuching, Ninjo Bachig, and a dig, Dikadu Kachigres, Kadu Todogres. Telekama kau kaje su diya ba jor wage.
Ori.
Di shivin nekab su kaje greve shivin ashi kongla kaje gres.
O teri ta te kan thor songa tini lusem de takjon ogre bas. Lusem de takjon ogre jos.
Ani shu gom gyange tunzo kaje.
Keza keza. Te kan thor songa lusem yitin jeba cendik lusem yitin jeba kie gogre jos ta.
Mus. So these two, the red and white substance that drop will not split during life, because when it split into two, or when this kind of this drop splits, then we lost the connection between mind and body. So will not split before death.
So like say when our teachers pass, and they are, according to ordinary terms, clinically dead, but they're not really dead because they're meditating like in the clear light meditation.
Right.
That means then the drop is still together.
Tanda di pena ta lama tsachim bu din ko ba zo che ne chitang meng shong ne sha ba na shin mi di chong sa sha si ina ta tanda gom kyo ne shu ya jo ro ba si
te du lesem je ba che yo mar si te
a din tile de tanda ka che yo
ba si
still that is the drop is not a split it's still together
so then they complete the meditation and go to the next thing, that's when the drop splits.
Ane di gom di ta de pi gom kyo ni shu de yanzu jine gom di chuyo ro wage.
No, what it was?
Ane di duk ta di ka shi ro
wes. Oh, indeed.
Yes. Yes,
thank you.
Kedu ten ta na go ni ene tak tong se asu shek du was.
And then you will see this sign, you know, of dripping things from nose.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to.
I have
a question kind of related to what Jennifer just asked. So, you're doing the sadhana of the high tantra yoga. Basically, we all visualize, you know, like seeing the pure light of death, and you're supposed to. It's also I heard, you know, in other teachings, basically, it's extremely important to recognize that clear light. But according to what Kashila just taught, that you also need to you know, realize the emptiness for that recognition to have any effect. So also Janet just mentioned that, you know, when some teacher passed away, and basically you're saying, oh, he stayed in the in the meditation of clear light for like 7 days or something. So why do we do that? What's the use of it if you haven't recognized the emptiness, but you still, you know, try to recognize the clear light? Do you know the question?
Not really.
So if you haven't realized the emptiness, but why
you still
try to recognize
that death of clear light, clear light of death?
Yeah, and do the meditation.
The tanda. Pena tuni mato na sirwa ke tuni mato che ne pi en chiwe kap sta gom ge ne shungi ti di yor wasta a dil ya goba kariyo sta chiwa we se a we se gom chi dengi yor was ke tuni to yo mar was se tuni mato chiwa we se gom ti ya ane a goba kariyo s
tin de sa mo ti Yang na tingin zinra wosak tob jiga reti ta te tingin jimar zita chisem chamo ngondu chur sirwa tine lisem chunde takma chio dekhyak du chiu chi nauma chi siyan rog
yes
sita denjo jingir sirwa
okay the remaining in the meditation after oilakan ordinarily dead. Okay, someone's died, and then normally we regard as that's the, you know, that person is dead, but not still that person's mind and body is not separated, right? Still, but the but if that person is someone who has realized emptiness prior to one's death, then that person can remain in that meditation on emptiness. And then there could be someone who's dead, and then still, you know, not separated, the mind and body, and can remain for some, you know, a long period of time. So there are two types.
David. Did you guys have a question? Did you guys have a question?
So according to astrology, it says that even an ordinary person dies, you should keep the body for 3 days and a half. Make sure you keep the body for 3 days and a half.
No. So how do you say that? And the Pongola and the Henshak, that some bit Nikas, the Henshak Yorubas.
Yes.
The top Jesus and the Chisem Tamogon de Chirondu, Lu dans Sem, Retache Matobachini, and the Tendichi, Tai, Yamachetan Sum.
So even the ordinary beings, can remain for 3 days and a half without separating the body and mind, okay, after death.
And what's happening in that meditation?
It's not a meditation. It's not just separating. They cannot separate. Some cannot separate their mind and body because they cannot separate because of the strong, they have strong attachment to this body. When that person's alive, you know, it's a strong attachment because of that. So the maximum you must keep 3 days. Minimum 3 days and a half.
The majiba yena se party di che service onda wo si yore di kon nam hi dan lyu yin der wa che yo mas. Ale me se bi di kwa yong gris la bre.
Without doing that, if you just cremate that body right away, you may create a negativity of taking somebody's life, because that person's body and mind still in kind of intact or together.
Oh, then you do Pongola Henchak Anke, and it's just going to do in the Lucem in Jeramachi, but you then don't have Yongu inverse.
So, by the power of, you know, this strong attachment to one's body, one can remain even though one's, you know, death is already occurred, but yet the body and mind are not separated. But then the practitioners, the sincere truly practitioners, can then meet, you know, the clear lights of mother with the son at the time of death, and then can remain on that meditation for a long period of time. So those who are in the meditation, the yogis or yoginis who are in meditation after death, then you should keep them as long as they remain in this meditation. Once they end their meditation, then you will see some kind of signs or indications come from nose. Some cases, you know, you are sick for a long period of time and your body is extremely weak. Then that kind of those type of people cannot show this indication. But some people regard that as even that, you know, person's extremely weak and cannot show the indication of completely dead, you know, separation of body and mind. But some regard that as a meditation. You understand?
Thank you for explaining that. Let me rephrase my question a little. So for a normal person who hasn't recognized emptiness, is there any benefit for him to recognize clear-eyed death when he dies?
I see. Da mi kyuma yorwa ge, kyuma tuni mato be mi kyuma tende. Ane la ya chwa we se mundu che se na, chwa we se mundu che ni gudun kari yoris ge.
Gudun se na koran tere se, xe no du te, sem taru 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 soni ge ne, che sem tamo ngondu chur se tere se. Guwa che nan chi mara da.
Are you saying recognizing or actualize? I use the term actualize.
Basically, you're supposed to recognize. I think that's the word that you used.
Did lashes again? Tanda kasur dakiyet ni nal ro dakiyes nata di lami nga lami niyamlen ni nal ta. Lamin enjoy in the Daki and the Dinalarwa, and in Chowe said the Shimgores catch a Muslim Shasra, recognize Moshimgores.
No, the data of Yonchi in the Kolachago Yoruba standard.
Dig good in Kari.
Oh, the Dan Chivachugu Lamcher Yams in the beginning of Yorubas.
Chivachugu Lamcher,
or the Yangi anything Chivata Kadizri Higo Yorubas.
The purpose of that is actually in order to understand the basis upon which you can basis upon which you can practice the bringing death into Dharmakaya, bringing death as a path into the Dharmakaya. Practice the path of bringing death into
the
Dharmakaya.
Yes, that's what I was taught.
So, but for that, it is important for us to recognize or understand what is the death, what is the intermediate state, and what is the rebirth. You know, it's important to know these three in order to practice those three paths of bringing, three practices of bringing paths into three kayas or something like that.
It was mentioned in that context, but I was just wondering what practice every day you have to visualize that you.
What is the purpose of visualizing? You're saying, what is the purpose of visualizing?
Morning, you know.
Kanta, chiba tan namba tumi lam gom gom yorset. Chiba chuki lam chet. Chiba tan namba tumi lam gom gom yorset.
Nos.
Chedu tin chiba se ati kanisigri hi gogro bas.
Nos.
Chok chok.
Not really. Because it was taught, you know, during that context you just mentioned in the sadhana, that it's important to recognize it. It's basically a preparation for your death. And but it looks like if you you haven't recognized emptiness, then it doesn't have any benefit. Or I don't know, maybe you just cannot see that. During death, right? If you haven't
realized emptiness,
you cannot recognize the clear light of death when you die.
Without realizing emptiness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that true or not?
I see. Tony Matok was rocking. Sure, we said the Susuguta Motu Marvas. Sure, we said Chidu Samba. Made it Tony Tau, maybe in us.
Oh, yeah.
Chewe kansa di tuni to mena an chewe se di gotsu marwas ta. Recognize ta
mishin gotsu. Shinken koran si gore wese.
Shinken koran. Ani chewe se ge chewe se ngasa ni ngoshin gore se di kenchen bore se di gudu mendo was.
Ti yorz te.
Nos.
Ten cheba se di ani kandis kigiri kse ni tanda ani ngoti ya te. Cheba tan namba tumi lam gom gom yorz.
Nos. Even though you haven't realized emptiness, but still there's a benefit of recognizing the clear light of death, because the purpose of recognizing or understanding the clear light of death is to prepare one's death, to practice the paths which has a similar aspect of one's death. So that is the practice of the bringing the death of clear light into Dharmakaya. Can be practiced before one's death. So that practice has similar visualizations or similar features of one's death. What's actual
death?
So without knowing the one's process of death, one cannot practice okay path which has a similar aspect or features of one's death.
Can
you? I'm just going to ask, I'm going to have a different angle.
No.
I don't know if this was Jin's question, but I'm going to ask this question. If one has not had the direct perception of emptiness, and one has not already entered the path of seeing, and one dies and is able to recognize the experience of clear light, is it possible for one to have that direct perception of emptiness at the time of death? That's my question.
Okay.
Penami ching ying sa dirwa.
Nori.
Tonyi mato chis, tonlo mato chis, tonyi ngyo stone, tonlo mato kwe kangsa chi. Ani chi chin, chi we kaps, ani chi wa we se ngundu chin, tonyi tokwa yorbes. Toktu batin de yorbes.
Nori. Tonyi ngyo sun tu mato kura bas.
Tingel tonyi ngyo sun toyo maris, tonlo mato yo maris.
Tonyi tok, tonyi tok yoris, yoris, yoris.
So that person hasn't realized emptiness manifestedly or nakedly. We use that term instead of using directly. So hasn't achieved the path of seeing. But does that person, did that person realize emptiness through meaning generality, inferentially?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, then that person can transform one's clear light of death into a path of, the path of, how to say that? That person then can. That of clear light can realize emptiness through meaning generality as well.
If
that person has achieved the ultimate ultimate isolate of mind, the example clear light, which is also known as example clear light, then that time of death, that person can realize emptiness through meaning generality. So then instead of to that person is the death of clear light of death is now the path which realizes emptiness.
So in
general, for the case of ordinary sentient beings, that death of clear light of death serves the clear light of death or the mind of death person serves as the cooperative condition, and the wind which serves mount to that or death of the person, mind of the dead person, or the death of clear light, serves as the substantial cause, and these two then can establish the body of intermediate state. That's a general case. But the person that you mentioned, Chuki mentioned, who already had inferential cognizer, or they realized emptiness through meaning generality, right? Through inferential cognizer.
So for this
person, this particular person, mind at the time of death, or the death of clear light of death, serves as the cooperative condition, and wind, which serves as the mount for the clear light, as the substantial cause. Okay, then these two accomplishes impure, accomplish the impure illusory body instead of accomplishing the body of intermediate state.
So that person
in that very lifetime, by turning the path, can achieve, can become a Buddha. So that person is the type of person who attained the enlightenment or become a Buddha during the intermediate state. Because if you are a real being in an intermediate state, you cannot achieve enlightenment of Buddhahood. But the one who achieving enlightenment of Buddhahood is that person, the person I just mentioned, the person who, Do you have no more questions? Thank you. First question says, what are the five root winds? Okay, just give me the names of the five root winds.
I have vitalizing wind, downward voiding wind, equally abiding wind, upward moving wind, and pervasive wind.
That's correct. Do you all have the same answer? Okay. Second question reads, which of the five root winds do we accomplish first? Accomplish.
The answer is the vitalizing winds, the subtle and then the coarse.
Vitalizing wind. Among the vitalizing wind has two types, right? Subtle and coarse. Which one is first?
Subtle.
Then coarse.
The subtle here is
not that you newly accomplished something. What this subtle is referring to, the extremely subtle wind. Which is primordial, the subtle. So the gross or the coarse wind of vitalizing wind comes from subtle one. Yes?
Yeah.
Third question says, how does one match up or associate these five root winds with the five Dhyani Buddhas? Lungata ani
gombongadi
ani kandas jargi so re
orwa gombongi long si orwa ta.
Okay, vitalizing wind is also known as the wind of Akshobhya.
Hmm?
Onward moving.
Akshobhya.
Sonzi ji long di ken diris Akshobhya.
Downward moving, Ratnasambhava.
Downward, voiding.
Downward.
Turse.
Tane. Kari long ris te.
Turse, which Buddha?
Bobo kari long ris.
Ratnasambhava. Equally abiding, Amoghasiddhi.
Nyamneti Amoghasiddhi res.
Yes. Upward moving Amitabha.
Kengyuti Obame.
And pervasive Bharachana.
Bharachana res. Kabjit. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Takune.
Fourth question reads, what are the functions of each of the five root winds? What is the function of the vitalizing wind?
The other winds into the sense powers. And it extends one lifespan.
So, Songzi long digro ge chele di long shenams. Ane kawal chik
do. Ambu go de.
Ambu go. On di do res, right? Yes?
Okay, the downward voiding wind moves the fluids in the body and opens and closes the secret doors.
Ane di, there's, ogyus rege. Ogulong sa karage.
Kaze turse rebe.
Turse long di gesra. Ane di chigris karsa. Can you repeat that?
It moves the fluids in the body.
Sugwe nang ta di orwa ke. Churik chorwa ke. Tanzo phatsu tangres.
Opens and closes secret doors.
Kasi.
So when nang kita fluid la nata chada chuse la sopa. Yorwa ge. Di tsa dun na pa tang su tu che a di che le ta ane tanda sangwe go dun zo che a da gya ya che gris.
Kuta da xiang chi pen zin chi si la rwa se.
Nasa.
Che di ta ti ane mar tang ya tang ane tin zin ya la wut chi yorwa.
Penzinches, right? Kuta, okay, kua means does the liquid. Kua is normally referring to sperm. And tak is blood. Xiangqi, the urine, and exclamation. All these, get rid of these things and holds these things. Oh. The function of the downward voiding wind is that. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like that, yeah.
The equally abiding takes care of digestion. It separates the foods and the liquids, and it extracts the nutrients and sends it to the parts of the body where it's needed, and it's also for expelling waste.
Nyamne dik chigris ge kala tani chela so pa yorwa ki tama su gu gu ni chashil tang ani ni ro tu zuma yu ya chorwa ki tin chigris rojlas
니로 유게 쓰이라고스.
아.
다니.
다니 체그레스다.
어때요? 니로 육식 말하자. 니로 육킨 털세 이렇게 육이 여러 같은.
무슨. 오케이.
그 니로 육세레베.
지금도 돼.
The upward moving winds brings the wind to the upper part of the body, and it helps to swallow food and provides voice.
The turseg lung di ge chale di there is lung tuel tuya chero again. Ane kala yuta ya chero. Ane
turse se mar de de.
Turse mar kengyu lung di. Chele diresta. Nung tuyolo tuya chirwa ki. Ane kala miyu tanya jorwa. Teda ane ke yorwa ta. Ke tuya watun su chigres. That's right.
And pervasive wind is for the movement of the body.
Kyabje ge nung di chele dires sukbo gugyo tanya jorwa. Yungu chaya di. Tiga chalil ten chigris.
Koma jaga tu su jaga yors.
Do you, who walks?
Yung kari chigris.
Which wind help us to walk?
It would be the pervasive wind.
Kabje inski. That's correct. Okay, fifth question says, what is meant by indestructible drop. The mishik be tigle se di tanda kharres.
It's called indestructible drop because the drop is not destroyed or separated until one's death. And it's the residence of the extremely subtle mind and wind, which is the actually indestructible.
The dears that the Mishibi Tigle said, the Pena Kam Kamar Chihuraki.
Ori.
Tigle Dila.
Tigle
Kamani.
Telekamini
Mishiba res or Mishiba the Carson, Mashiba do Shigmares, the Inza Mishibi Tilleres, should the travel lonesome the Mishiba res to tend to Mishibi Tilleres.
Or it's a little less than Yakim Migida. Lonesome Mila.
Okay, so when you say drop, indestructible drop, this term drop is probably not used for extremely subtle wind in mind. Okay.
I said that's the residence of extremely subtle wind in mind.
Okay.
The drop is the small bit of white and red.
Okay.
Bodhicitta. And it's not this not separated or destroyed until death.
This non semni di pecho tang me sa ke tiglis pecho tang me sa non semni di tiris temba. Temba.
Mama. Tad tiglis ya si non semni la. Ane mihi witile si pejo tangri ma tangri.
Tangri ma. Yes, that's correct. And then last question reads, what are the four types of drops that provide the four occasions? Tushi drugi. Tushi
drumbachi.
Nega shi drumbachi. Gebe tigle shi di kares. Just give me the names of those four types of drops.
I'll try. The first one is drop of the mind. The second one is drop of speech. The third one is drop of body. And the fourth one is wisdom drop.
Nag tigle, ane yigi tigle, lugi tigle, ane yishi tigle es, dishi tres.
Tuba yigi tuba kane jamno.
Tigle shi se, nekab shi tigle shi karres.
Nekab shi kebi tigle.
Nekab shi kebi tigle shi.
Ore.
Nas.
Ote yindu ta, nekab shi tepa, jarni ki kedas.
Can you explain those four drops in conjunction with four occasions?
What they do, okay. So the drop of mind is the drop that helps us have deep sleep, and that abides in the at the heart and on the center of the secret jewel. Is that enough? Or should I keep going? And then
can you give me the names of those four drops in relation to four occasions? Just that.
Okay, so the drop of mind is the drop that helps us have deep sleep. Is that what one? Of speech is the drop that helps us dream. The drop of body is the drop that helps us awaken. And the wisdom drop is the drop that helps us create, generates bliss. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Probably correct. Okay, the drop which generates or provides deep sleep is also known as a drop of mind.
Right?
Okay, the drop which creates or provides the deep sleep, the occasion of deep sleep, is mind drop. But instead of saying this, if you say, opposite, the mind drop is the drop which provides the occasion of deep sleep. That is not a comfortable usage. Does it make sense? Way of using that term. Form that sentence will be the drop which generates occasion of deep sleep is known as a drop of mind. Understand? Segre means also called. So known as. So we stop here for tonight. No homeworks, because we didn't cover any new territory.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for no. Huh?
No class.
Fourth of July, no class.
Independence Day.
Huh?
Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Oh, yes. Is there a class? Your first American.
No class.
Your first 4th of July is an American.
No class.
And there's no class. Yeah.